Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to start off this afternoon with some music from Woody Herman, recorded December 13th, 1977, and featuring Woody on clarinet, Roland Hanna on piano, George Mraz on bass, and I think George Mraz might be here this summer at the as one of the shows that will be appearing at the National Arts Center with Herbie Hancock. I think he'll be his bassist for that event. Anyway, Candido Camero on congas, Richie Pratt on drums, and Lionel Hampton on vibes. And we're going to hear a beautiful version of Body and Soul.
Thank you.
From 1977, that was Woody Herman with Body and Soul. We're going to stay with Woody Herman for one more number, but this time we're going to go way back to 1944 when Woody Herman had an orchestra, and we're going to listen to a composition called Crying Sands, 40 as well. There's a new jazz club, jazz and blues club on Bank Street called the Bayou Blues and Jazz Club, 1071 Bank, and it features some fine blues and Miles Davis with Gil Evans, and that was Devil May Care. And before that, the Woody Herman Orchestra with Crying Sands from 1944. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. And if you're on the internet, www.chuo.fm. We're now streaming worldwide, and that's great news. Pete Yellen is a sax player who currently resides in Brooklyn. At least the last I spoke with him, he was residing in Brooklyn. He recorded an album in 1992 called Colors of Brooklyn, and it was Pete Yellen with the Brooklyn Jazz Machine. I'm going to play for you a composition written by Pete, and I'd like to dedicate this one to my sister, who's been helping me out a great deal over the past few months. This song features... called Song for Lynn. With Every Time We Say Goodbye, and after that we'll listen to the J. McShann Orchestra. We'll be right back.
come on, let's love a while.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome you this evening to Bubba's. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Miss Carmen McRae.
Was music from the LA 4, Ray Brown on bass, Jeff Hamilton on drums, Bud Shank on flute, and Lorindo Almeida on guitar. And we just heard a composition called Little Boat. And before that, we heard some music from Pete Yellen from his album Colors of Brooklyn, a song dedicated to my sister. It's called Song for Lynn. You're listening. Mongo Santa Maria. We're going to listen to two compositions. The first one was named after probably the main influence on Mongo Santa Maria and many, many percussionists. His name was Chano Pozo. Came to the United States and played with Dizzy Gillespie in the 1940s until his untimely death during that period. But he influenced a number of musicians, not only percussionists, but drummers as well. His timing was impeccable and his fluidity astounding. And Mongo Santa Maria carries on the tradition with his compositions and his music over the years. So we're going to listen to a couple of tracks, Chano Pozo and Los Congüitos. And if I have time later on, we'll play some more music from this gifted percussionist.
la gloria le da. Después de haberlo perdido, lo tenemos que mentar. Mientras suenan los tambores, nadie te podrá olvidar.
A ti, ya no pozo, a ti.
Mi amigo manteca, adiós, mi amigo, adiós.
Adiós, mi amigo, del alma, adiós.
Del alma, del alma, del alma, del alma, adiós.
Adiós, mi amigo, del alma, adiós.
Guachiguara, guachiguaro, guachiguara, guachiguaro.
Adiós, mi amigo, del alma, adiós.
Blem, 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 blem.
Adiós, mi amigo, del alma, adiós.
Anana, vero, potinde, tintindeo, tintindeo.
Adiós, mi amigo, del alma, adiós.
Del alma, del alma, del alma, del alma, adiós.
Adiós, mi amigo, del alma, adiós. Adiós, mi amigo, del alma, adiós. Adiós, mi amigo.
Chano manteca, adiós, mi amigo, adiós,
adiós, mi amigo del alma,
an example of monk, and one of the most underrated but certainly most influential bassists of the time, and certainly for bassists that came after him, was Jimmy Blanton, and he's featured in this band as well. Sonny Greer on Rotten Tail featuring Ben Webster.
Thank you. Thank you.
1940, a recording made for the Victor label. That was Duke Ellington's orchestra with the famous Cottontail, and before that, Conga Brava from 1940 as well. There's a new jazz club, jazz and blues club on Bank Street called the Bayou Blues and Jazz Club, 1071 Bank, and it features some fine blues and jazz on Sunday, June the 9th, a feature presentation at the club will be Gaby Warren on vocals. Gaby is going to be featuring some of his music, and it should be quite an evening. Rob Frayne on piano and sax, Roddy Elias on guitar, John Geggy on bass, and Mike Azudri will be on drums. Now, the first set starts at 8 o'clock, and the second set at 9:45, and the admission, get ready for this, is only $8. It's a great deal. Scores, Shelly Mann on drums, Ray Brown on bass, Bud Shank on alto sax and flute, and Lorindo Almeida on guitar. And this is Carioca Hills, 381709. And the concert takes place Sunday evening, June the 9th. We're going to go for one more from Duke Ellington and his orchestra from 1940. And this is a tribute to Bill Bojangles Robinson. It's called Bojangles. Thank you. Nickel in Chicago, 1965. That was the great Miles Davis, and we heard Olio, a song written by Sonny Rollins. In fact, we're going to be featuring Sonny Rollins coming up next with a composition called Every Time We Say Goodbye. But before that, we heard Duke Ellington and his orchestra from 1940 and Bojangles. Here's Sonny Rollins with Every Time We Say Goodbye, and after that, we'll listen to the J. McShann Orchestra. Thank you. Sounds of Lionel Hampton with Dexter Gordon. Walter Brown with Jay McShann and his orchestra. Hearing Sonny Clark on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. Well, now it's time for some vocal jazz. We haven't played any in a while, and this is some music from the great Carmen McRae, and we're going to listen to a standard that many, many musicians have covered, especially vocalists, That Old Black Magic. And it features Marshall Otwell on piano, Mark Pullis on drums, and Jay Anderson on bass. And this was recorded January 17th, 1981.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome you this evening to Bubba's. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Miss Carmen McRae.
That old black magic that you weave. Sweet mind, the same old tingle that I feel inside. Then the elevator starts its ride. And down I go. Round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I could stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. I'm aflame with a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Round I go. In a spin, loving that spin I'm in. I'm under that old black magic. Oh, I'm
You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. That was music from Ahmad Jamal from March 20th, 1980. We heard Peyton Crosley on drums and Sabu Adeola on bass with the Folks Who Live on the Hill. And before that, the great Eddie Lockjaw Davis with I Can't Get Started, Duffy Jackson on drums, and also Don Mast was featured on that 1982 recording. We're going to go back in time now, back, way back to 1940. We're going to stay with some of the great music that was recorded during that year. This time we're going to feature Rex Stewart and his orchestra. Rex Stewart's on cornet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Ben Webster on tenor sax, Harry Carney on baritone sax, and alto sax as well, Billy Strayhorn on piano, and one of the most underrated but certainly most influential bassists of the time, and certainly for bassists that came after him, was Jimmy Blanton, and he's featured in this band as well. Sonny Greer on drums, recorded for the Bluebird label in Chicago, November 2nd, 1940. This is Linger a While. Rex Stewart's orchestra with Linger a While. Well, from Chicago to New York, we're going to now listen to James P. Johnson's Blue Note Jazzmen, moving it up 4 years to March 4th, 1944. This band featured Sidney DePerry on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone. Again, we have Ben Webster on tenor sax, Johnson himself on piano, Jimmy Shirley, an underrated guitarist but very effective in his execution, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, John Simmons on bass, and the great big Sid Catlett on drums. This is Victory Stride. James P. Johnson's Blue Note Jazzmen, and we heard Victory Stride. We're going to go back now to some more music from the LA 4, but this time we're going to be featuring Shelly Mann on drums, and this is from an album that they recorded called LA 4 Scores. Shelly Mann on drums, Ray Brown on bass, Bud Shank on alto sax and flute, and Lorindo Almeida on guitar, and this is Carioca Hills.
Yes.
Thank you.
The sounds of Lionel Hampton with Dexter Gordon. That was taken from 1977. They say that falling in love is wonderful, and that's a beautiful tune. Anything Goes before that from 1987 with Stefan Grappelli. You've been listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and we're going to conclude this afternoon with some music from Mongo Santa Maria. We're going to go back to his classic recordings from the 1950s and 60s, starting off with Watermelon Man, Funny Money, and Cut That Cane.
Thank you.
We just heard music from Jane Barnett from her new album. It's been out for a while now. It's entitled Spirituals and Dedications, and we heard Dawn's Light. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, German news, music, and commentary with Oswin Lohr until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.